A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I'm going to give you one of the biggest secrets to breaking through a mental block. So if you are struggling with fear or a mental block on a specific skill, then today's episode is 100% for you, and it's got some good golden nuggets. Like I'm telling you, these are big secrets of how to break through. And there's so much hope. So basically today, what I'm talking about is the true cause of mental blocks. Most people think that they're, the reason that athletes stop going for skills they've done 100 times is because they're scared. But there's way more to it than that. Also, I'm going to talk about why what you've been trying isn't working. And I'm going to also talk about what does work and give you some concrete strategies to actually start getting that skill back today. Now, if you are interested in one-on-one coaching, you've thought about maybe actually having your athlete work together with a sports psychology expert on the specific topic of breaking through a mental block, we would love to chat with you. We actually have a couple of available spots with a couple of members of my team who are all phenomenal. They're experts at helping athletes break through mental blocks and fears. You can schedule a free consultation right now at completeperformancecoaching.com/consult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T. We would love to chat with you for free for 20 minutes and just see if one-on-one coaching could be a fit for you. Either way, you're going to get so much out of this episode. Let's go. Welcome to the Perform Happy podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Everybody, it's me, Coach Rebecca, and I had an awesome consultation call with a gymnast this morning that I wanted to share with you. Obviously, confidentiality, I'm not going to give you any specifics, but it just brought up this thing that comes up every single time that I talk to a family who has an athlete experiencing a mental block. It's just like these myths of what's happening. So this adorable family started, mom's telling me what's going on, that she has been doing what's called a giant. For those of you non-gymnasts, that's that cool thing where you swing all the way around the bar. So she had done that before. She'd done that hundreds of times. She had done it on a single bar. She had done it between the bars on the competition bar set. And then back in July, so what is that, 6 months ago, she started having trouble with it. Okay, now she's 14, which, typically the athletes that I encounter with this, this phenomenon of she can't do the skill anymore and there's no reason why, they're usually aged 12 to 15, maybe a little bit younger sometimes depending, but that average age is right in those early teen, adolescent range. She dealt with a lot of COVID shutdowns. She, where it's you're working towards something and then it's taken away. There's uncertainty. She got a little taller during those shutdowns. I know a lot of kids grew 6 inches in a month and a half off or whatever. When you finally give your body time to grow, it grows. Also, she's on the older end for her group. So she's got all these little hot shots that are just chucking skills left and right. And she's over here with this, aware thinking apparatus that's capable of saying things like, well, what if, and oh, uh-oh, and that could, and, these little nine-year-olds are like, woohoo, I'm going for everything. And then this 14-year-old's like, wait a second, I could get hurt here. So there's all these sort of things going on in this age group that make it really ripe for what we call mental blocks.
And so here's what happens is these families come to me and they're like, I don't know why she's so scared. And then we ask her and she doesn't even know what she's scared of. And I actually had a conversation with a coach the other day who's like, I just want her to be able to figure out what she's afraid of. And I'm like, no, everybody. That's not the thing we need to solve. Because actually this girl, this gymnast was like, I don't feel scared. And that was my experience too. I mean, yeah, there was some fear, but it was more like, I feel like when I try to do the skill, my hands won't let go, or my body won't cast high enough, or I feel like there's a brick wall behind me. Or for figure skaters, they feel like they've got bricks on their skates. It's this sensation that they're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. And so they internalize it and go, there's something wrong with me. Whereas the parents and the coaches are like, well, you're scared, obviously. And they're like, well, but that's not the whole picture. Really, I want to do this skill, but I can't. And I don't know why. And everybody's confused. Okay. So there's this question of, well, what are you afraid of? I don't know. And it's just not working. So here's what people do. Coaches and parents, they'll bribe, they'll threaten, they'll, you know, talk about deadlines, and they'll, you know, really try to like motivate. And if you've hung out with me long enough, you know, I'm constantly saying a mental block or a fear is not a motivation issue ever. It is never a motivation issue. It is an anxiety issue, but it's not the typical like, oh, I'm so scared of this scary movie. It's more like a biological, like primal thing that's happening where your brain cuts circuit to your body and sends you into freeze mode to keep you safe. Okay. But now here's the thing. The true cause of mental blocks, most people think it's fear. It's not fear. It's a certain type of thinking. Okay, so coaches are trying, like, just do it, make it happen, you know, do it over there and then get up on that high beam or go between the bars, or like, they're very impatient, which is understandable when technically, yes, you can do the skill physically. You have done it 100 times. So of course, everyone's like, hello, you have a meet in 2 weeks, get it together, go do the skill. What are you waiting for? Do you need to be threatened? Okay, you can't leave until you do it. Okay, well, look at the little girl doing it better than you. Maybe I'll embarrass you into motivation. But like I said, it's not motivation. What it is it's black and white thinking. Okay, it's like this type of thinking that says you should be able to do it right now and you need to be able to do it right now. And if you're not doing it right now, you are failing. So I talked to this girl about, you know, like, what can you do? Because that's a question that you don't ask very often when you're struggling. You're usually just like, I can't, I don't know why, I can't, I don't know why. And they're just stuck. So I am like, let's turn on your creative brain, not your survival brain, but your creative brain, and go, well, what can you do? I say, okay, well, what can you do? She says, well, I can do a giant on a single bar where there's no low bar to hit, you know, and with my new tall 14-year-old body. Okay, great. So you can get up there and do it. And this is a question that I always ask is like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you could get up and do that? And your brain isn't going to freeze you up or give you this, you know, it's like cut circuit sensation. And she's like, 10 out of 10, I could get up and do that. I'm like, awesome. Okay, what's the next baby step? So you warm it up on that bar. What's the next step that's going to move you in the direction of doing it on the competition bar set? And she said, well, get up and do it on the competition bar set. I'm like, okay, great. What's your confidence number? She's like, 2. So here we are. We've got this progression is a 10. This progression is a 2. And there's nothing in between. So I can do this. I can't do this. I am stuck. That's basically what most kids are up against is like, I can't, the end. And coaches are like, well, you just need to keep working harder so that you can just go do the thing that would make it a, you know, a pass, a success. So it's like pass or fail, black or white. You either do it or you don't do it. And there's not a lot of emphasis on getting better. So I asked her, okay, well, I love to get creative with this stuff. And a lot of coaches are just not creative enough because they don't know that that's what it takes. Athletes too, you got to get more creative. So I talked to her about this time when I worked with an athlete in person, like what a concept. Most of my work is on Zoom. So when I get to like be with real humans in a real gym, it's super fun. So I went in, this girl was it was the exact same mental block where she could get up on that high bar, cast up, do her giant, gorgeous, beautiful, put her between the bars. And it's like her cast would malfunction. She like couldn't get up high enough. She sort of would like melt into this noodle. It was like, whoa, where did your cast go? What's happening here? So then what they did, and I love this local gym I work with, the coach is super creative. It was like, okay, what's in between this progression and this progression, single bar and competition bar set? What's in between? A lot of people are like, nothing. I'm like, no. What's in between? So what we did was they took the low bar out of the bar set. So it was just the single rail. They grabbed a pool noodle, like one of those, you know, things you wrap your armpits around in the pool and float around. Grabbed one of those and stood back like 15 feet away. So double the distance away that the actual low bar would be. And the coach held the pool noodle and said, can you do a giant with this as the quote unquote low bar? She gets up, she does it. And it's like, okay, does this feel like a success? In a black and white thinking pass or fail mentality, that is still a failure. In a growth mindset or a creative mindset, that was a screaming success because she just did a giant with a low bar. Then she does a bunch of those. Then slowly over time, we're moving the pool noodle in to the point where eventually it's the same distance away as the low bar. Her brain is starting to sense that she actually physically can do this safely. And she has broken through. Now, here's another problem. Coaches are like, great, you have 5 turns and 20 minutes to get through that whole process. And then you have a meet this weekend. The brain doesn't operate that way. What we want to be doing is creating these baby steps, easing in, getting wins, getting successes over time by following the brain's lead. Okay. So what this requires is an athlete who can communicate, a coach who's willing to listen or be creative or be open-minded. Okay. Now let's say the coach is not open. I hear so many, there's actually an entire module in Perform Happy directed toward parents communicating to coaches and also athletes communicating to coaches, just what they need in order to move forward from a mental block, because this is such a thing. So let's say the coaches are like, no, you cannot play around with pool noodles. Get up and do it. And I was like, okay, if you have to do something between the bars, what can you do? That's the question again. What can you do? And she's like, a baby giant. And I was like, great, you could do a baby giant. And her whole face just sunk. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this sad face around the baby giant? She says, well, my coach usually just tells me to go do baby giants and ignores me and just leaves me there doing baby giants. And I'm not getting any better. So again, you're like black and white thinking, like I can do a baby giant. I can't do a full giant. I am stuck. So I was like, well, what's your confidence number on a baby giant? She's like 10 out of 10. I'm like, okay, what if you did a little bit bigger baby giant? She's like, still 10 out of 10. I said, well, what if you did one so big that your hips missed the bar and you did like a, you know, a little bit bigger baby giant? She's like, I don't know, 7 out of 10. I'm like, bingo. That, and we teach this in Perform Happy too, that sweet spot of like, you find the progression where you feel nervous, but you're still successful. You do that. Even if your coach is ignoring you, even if they have left you there to rot and do baby giants for the rest of your life, you're improving them. You're making them a little bigger. Just like we inch that pool noodle in, you can also inch that baby giant up. I've done this with girls who can't get their hands on the beam. I'm like, don't get them on the beam, just get them closer. It's like, if we can change our perspective to from it has to be perfect or else to just get a little closer and then give ourselves credit for it. So we have these little perfectionists who are looking at these 9-year-old hotshots who are so much better than them and are not afraid. Instead, you go, well, what can I do? Okay, that was better. Keep up the good work. Okay, so a lot of what we do in Perform Happy is retraining your thinking. We retrain the parents' thinking and the athletes' thinking so that we can get you on the path toward actual lasting confidence. Because guess what? A mental block is not even like, that's not the right concept at all for what this is. This is purely a drop in confidence. Your confidence has dropped because school's hard and COVID happened and you got tall and these other kids are good and you're, you know, you're developmentally more aware of yourself in a negative way. So your confidence has dropped, which has given your brain this overprotective mechanism to keep you safe, which is just making you feel bad. So we're not looking at it like a block. We're looking at it as a dip in confidence. And the way that you build confidence is little by little, day by day. It is not a quick fix, but once you figure out how to build confidence the right way, you will have this. You will not only have your giant, but you will also have the ability to then go work releases and climb the levels, which are going to have bigger, scarier skills. And you're going to know how to communicate with your coach. You're going to know exactly what your brain needs. You're going to know what that sensation is that makes you feel like you can't do it. And you're going to know exactly what to do when it pops up. That is my goal. So if you are stuck in that black and white thinking of got to get it done today, got to motivate this kid, stop and just ask yourself, what can I do to get a little bit better today? And let go of the rest. Okay. So I know it's a big shift in thinking, but, and if you're like, that's too much and I don't understand, but my kid is struggling, I want to get on the phone with you and chat this out. That conversation I had with that girl today, both her and her mom are like, wow, that's so simple. Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. It's just different from the way that it's always been done. So let's chat it out. If you are struggling with a mental block, or we're going to call it dip in confidence, get on the phone with me. So we're doing free consultations. You can go to completeperformancecoaching.com/consult, consult. Can I spell? And you can get on the phone with me or one of my coaches to figure out if one-on-one coaching would be a good fit for you. We would love to work with you. We have a couple spots open. So reach out. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.